This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It looks like there's a group of bodega robbers on the loose in the Bronx. Police say the five suspects walked into the bodega on Boston Road and Corsa Avenue late Monday night, pulled out a gun, and made off with cash from the register and some items off the shelves. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Anyone who knows anything about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, with the holiday shopping season ramping up, police on Long Island are reminding folks to be careful about the packages they have on the way. At the same time, they're warning those who think they can get away with a package theft or two that the odds are against them.
Been caught on video across Long Island and here in Suffolk County. County Executive Ed Romaine says they are putting extra patrols out there to catch the thieves that ruin that holiday spirit.
For those who think that they're going to make a quick buck by ripping people off, for porch thieves, a lot of people have Ring cameras. We're going to catch you.
And when you are shopping, be aware of your surroundings and protect your purse and your wallet.
They're also going to patrol selective houses of worship to make sure that this is truly a peaceful season.
And if you are shopping, put a blanket over your purchases in your car or immediately take them home to protect them from thieves. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
The mayor's City of Yes housing plan faces an early hurdle today when it goes up for votes by the City Council's Subcommittee on Zoning and Franchises and its Committee on Land Use. Supporters of the plan, which among other things would allow new apartments on single-family lots and new construction without an off-street parking requirement, say that the plan's desperately needed to get more housing built in the five boroughs. But opponents say it's more of a benefit for real estate developers than New Yorkers looking for housing, and that it wouldn't do much to address homelessness. Well, the new soccer stadium being built in Flushing, Queens, has a name. The 25,000-seat venue in the works across the street from Citi Field will be called Etihad Park, following a 20-year agreement with Etihad Airways, the national airline of the United Arab Emirates. The new name is likely no surprise to big soccer fans. The MLS team that will be playing there is owned by the parent company of England's Manchester United, whose own building was renamed Etihad Stadium in 2011. Etihad Park in Flushing is scheduled to open in 2027. Mayor Adams has announced that his administration has secured two major labor agreements that will deliver more than $1 billion in capital projects to the city, including the one at Willits Point, Queens.
These agreements support fair wages and put working class New Yorkers first. And they use our city's purchasing power to connect underserved New Yorkers to quality union careers and apprenticeship opportunities through community hiring.
The mayor says the agreements will also allow the project at Willits Point, which includes a brand new soccer stadium, to be completed more effectively and efficiently and create more union jobs. The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect in an assault on an 84-year-old man on the Upper East Side. Investigators say the victim was on Park Avenue and 63rd Street 2 weeks ago when a man came up and hit him in the head and shoulder and then just took off running. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010wins.com. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And the NYPD is searching for the suspect in an assault on a traffic agent in Brooklyn. Investigators say the 57-year-old was on duty and in uniform yesterday morning on East 8th Street and Avenue U when a man got out of his car, started arguing with him over a summons he had just gotten, and then he punched the traffic agent several times in the face before getting back in his car and driving off. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010wins.com. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.